You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 5, Homecoming. As Buffy and Cordelia vie for the Homecoming Queen title, they are targeted by a group of killers preparing for Slayer Fest 98. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Missy.
Yay!
Hey, Missy.
Hi, Missy.
I'm not so used to actually saying that out loud. I was actually tempted to go, and I'm Simone.
Oh. Welcome.
Thank you.
From the future.
From Perth.
Perth, Australia.
Wow. So, Missy, did you bring your facts for us?
I put them in a little document file thingamajiggy on my computer.
Okay, good.
I gotta find them. oh, okay. Here we go.
So how much fun was this episode? Slayer Fest 98.
Yeah, way to date yourself, Joss.
If you missed the trick, it was awesome.
Yeah. I laughed more that it was 98 than it was Slayer Fest. I'm like,
agreed. I agree. That name is so lame. It's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to remember, in the late 90s, everything was Fest and Palooza. Yes. And all that jazz. Slayer Palooza may have been perhaps a bit more inspired. But yeah, Slayer Fest. Although, if it's Slayer Fest, then there's going to be a lot of slaying. And there was.
There was.
Yeah. We got to see Mr. Trick a lot, and I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so would you guys like to get into some feedback for this episode?
Why not?
Sure.
Oh my gosh, where do we start?
Where do we start?
You really got a lot for homecoming. I'm expecting Band Candy to have far too many that'll just be podcasts on the emails.
Yeah, and we need to save these emails that we don't get to for the live Gax mm-hmm. Minion call next weekend.
So which one should we read first, Steph?
Shelley's?
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Kim. Read Shelley's.
All right. Hi, Gax and special guest, who I was not spoiled about because I didn't get the memo. I'm pretty sure it's not Shut Up Tim. I really enjoyed this episode, except for the fluking.
Oh, that's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, of course.
Not really a fan of that. It's
what is fluking?
The Xander Willow moments.
They
called it a fluke, and they called it fluking.
Yeah.
Really, you guys didn't like that?
No.
Interesting.
No.
I'm a fan of the closed fluke.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that later after you've done the emails.
Yes. It's interesting that there are two competitions going on simultaneously. Buffy so desperately wants to be a normal girl, so she runs for homecoming queen. Meanwhile, she doesn't know that there's a competition happening, Slayer Fest 98. Precisely because she is the Slayer. I hope you guys pause to read the dry erase board behind Buffy's listing strengths and weaknesses. Really funny. I did it! Did you guys do that?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
No, I didn't have time.
It's got some really funny stuff on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, one of the negatives for one of the contestants was that she had dandruff. And
yeah, and Cordelia. Superficial.
Holly. Poor Holly.
Also, I don't know if you've ever seen the show Freaks and Geeks. I have, which I highly recommend, a show like Firefly that sadly ended way too soon. Anyway, the opening credits from that show bear a striking resemblance to the scene in Homecoming when they get their yearbook pictures taken. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since this Buffy episode came out first, the Joss influence is evident. I hope you realize that you're creating your own potential catchphrases, which are funny as hell. Who the hell is Pat? Love you guys, from Shelley.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thanks, Shelley. That's awesome. Who the hell is Pat?
Some ancillary character. I'm going to read Bob DeGran's email.
Okay.
Hi, Gaxon guest. This is an episode that I frequently see ranked in the bottom half of Buffy episodes that I like a lot. It is my absolute favorite Cordelia episode. She does everything from self-centered bitch to comedy, a spatula as her weapon of choice, to being a real person, to defeating Lyle Gorch with no weapon other than arrogance. Go, Cordy. It also has Faith trying to pick up Buffy's spirits and getting revenge on Scott Hope for her, and two of my favorite minor characters in Lyle Gorch and Mr. Trick. Love Slayer Fest 98. I much prefer high-tech vampires to the chanting ritual type. What can I say? I'm a geek. Last but not least, the mayor, whom we have been hearing about since season 2, finally gets introduced. Bob DeGrand. Thanks,
What's
Bob.
What's up with the mayor? Bro. Seriously.
I think the mayor needs his own episode of Obsessed.
Yeah.
He's creepy.
Very, very creepy. Can I read Angie Nine's email on Homecoming?
Sure.
This one is from Angie Nine. I'm pronouncing it properly, Angie. Oh, sorry, Angela Nine. Hi, Gax and other. I loved, loved, loved Cordelia in this episode. I don't know about you, but I think it's possible to do major damage with a spatula. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on her dialogue with Gorch at the end. And I loved Buffy's chart. Cordelia's weaknesses include Bree. So Xander and Willow aren't satisfied with dating their honeys. They have to taste of the forbidden fruit. Well, I for one hope their fluking doesn't get out of hand. Good for Faith. She puts that Scott Hope in his place. She also should have smashed his face down in the punch bowl. That would have taught him a lesson. I love that Faith has Buffy's back. I want to know who you all think should have won for Homecoming Queen. I think it should have been Cordy. I mean, that's her thing. Buffy can't be all things. Talk to you later, Angie.
Thank you, Angie.
Yeah, I was really expecting Cordelia to win.
Mm-hmm.
That twist was awesome.
Yeah.
When they announced the tie, I'm like, no, they're not going to do that. That sucks. And then they did the twist, and it was awesome. You're both losers, ladies.
When I watched that episode back in, like, 98, and I was damn sure that they had tied Cordy and Buffy, and I was like, you don't want to do that. They're going to walk up to the stage and, like, rip each other's dresses off and punch each other.
Nothing wrong with that, Missy. I don't know what the problem is at all.
Hey, I'm not saying it would have been bad, but in front of everyone, it may have been a little bit inappropriate.
Oh, Buffy's a show not about being inappropriate at all. Come on. After their sexy dance in the
underage sex.
Ew.
Christine watched Innocence last night.
What did she think?
She thought it was good. And she was like, isn't this illegal? And my point was, well, considering how old he is, it's more ludicrous than illegal, but yeah, technically.
Did she love Angelus or like Angelus or not really care?
I think Christine's keeping a very, arm's length approach to Buffy. She's enjoying it quite a bit, but she's not head over heels over any of it yet. I think tonight she's watching BB&B. And I did see her I did see her reaction to the slow motion Xander walk down the school hallway and she had a big huge smile on her face. So no, it's good.
See, the thing is, we want you guys and Christine and everybody that watches Buffy to be as crazy bonkers as we are for it. That's our problem.
Yeah, we're all a little bit nutty.
Yes.
Bit.
We accept each other. Come join the cult.
I feel bad that I don't love it as much as you guys sometimes, though. Because you guys are so crazy for the show. And like, well, what episode was it? You're like, we can't wait till you guys see this. We can't wait till you meet Faith. And I was like, really? Oh,
okay. Well,
she's all just, right.
Yeah, just keep an open mind.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Any more feedback?
All right, I'm going to read, notches?
Nutty notches?
Notches?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Notches?
I think it's okay, notches.
Notches. Okay, homecoming. I'm curious to know what the potentials are feeling with Xander and Willow getting all kissy. I'm sure Illyria will hate Xander even more. I can't help but think that Willow would have told Buffy at least. That's what really bothers me. Aside from thinking that Willow isn't the cheating type, but still there's more there that we don't see yet.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. At first, when they first kissed, I was like, oh, but then I was like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel bad for Oz more than anything.
Well, I did feel bad. I did feel really bad for Oz, but then this time I really realized that Cordelia is just coming to the realization of how much she really likes Xander.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she said she really loves him. That she likes him or loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like,
really, Buffy turns around and she's all like, really?
Yeah, Buffy, really?
She's like, she's accepting her feelings.
She grows on you.
Mm-hmm. Like a chia pet.
Yeah, thank you, like Illyrio.
You're welcome, Kimberly. I
need someone's heart.
Pardon, Missy, can you repeat?
She said she stole someone's quote.
Oh, that's all good. We do that a lot.
Yes.
Any more email feedback you want to get to? Do you want to do some Facebook group feedback? Because there's quite a bit today.
Sure.
And it's actually episode specific. Okay. I'm very pleased. So for those of you who may not be aware, we have a Facebook group. Today I added our 192nd member.
Yay.
We are 192 and growing.
Wow. So,
192. Well, we're members. It's 188 people that aren't us.
You guys out
All right. So, let's see. Desiree says, see you guys soon. Wahaha. Yes, yes. That's next week, Desiree. Nutty Nutcha says, homecoming, lots of fun one-liners, but I just love when Faith embarrasses Scott Hope in front of his new chickie by talking about cream to stop the itching. Scott Hope, douche. Didn't think Buffy wanted to go to the dance. Says yes, then dumps her and goes with someone else. To me, this says he was planning on going with the other chickie far before he dumped Buffy.
Why is Scott a douche when Buffy wasn't really treating him nicely?
What? What do you mean she wasn't treating him nicely?
Like she was ignoring him, and whenever they wanted to do something...
But her secret boyfriend is alive.
I know that, but he doesn't know that. So, of course, he's gonna treat her just like the way she treated him.
I suppose.
Yeah.
He does explain his backing away as something that's her fault.
Yeah.
Of course, he's a man. He would say that. We've all been trained to blame you all.
I'm backing away because he started acting weird just after we got together.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is true.
he's got his reasons, even though we know the whole story as viewers. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him. But anyways.
I don't feel bad for Scott Hope at all.
I think Scott's a douche, and I'm happy to see him go when he does.
Hopefully, he's gone for good.
Right?
I'm not a fan of the Hope.
No.
Allie Jones says, I personally think the return of the Gorch brother was not misused. I loved seeing the Gorch.
Really?
Yeah, my note was Gorch.
Gorch.
I was pleased to see the Gorch return.
Huh. What did you guys think of when Cordelia had her showdown with the Gorch?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought Charisma Carpenter did a really good job.
Yes.
Very intense, very convincing. I was intimidated. Well, maybe that's not saying a lot.
I thought it was amusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I really enjoyed
that. I'm with you, Kim. I think it was hilarious the way she sort of just she's kind of, like, she's shorter than him, but she was, like, towering over him and just, like, you're not going to get past us. You either run away or we're killing you right here.
Mm-hmm. My favorite bit was, just killed your girlfriend. Wife, whatever. That was very good.
But that Gorch brother, it seems like he's a real loser.
Yes. He's a coward like most vampires.
He's very cowardly.
Yeah. Cheryl on the Facebook group says,
"Poor Lyle has lost his brother Tector and now his wife Candy. Is no one feeling bad for him?"
No, no one is.
No.
Although okay, I was glad to see him back, but I'm not feeling bad for him.
Cheryl on the Facebook group says, "Forget Angel. Buffy was totally meant to be with Scott Hope." Sarcasm. I actually like the Xander and Willow storyline here. It's funny the way they play it, like at the dance when they're all awkward and nobody notices. Homecoming is not one of my go-to episodes, but it is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of their dresses?
Oh. Oh my god!
I thought Xander's dress was very nice.
That green on Cordelia was gorgeous.
Yeah,
but the T-length dresses are just—they're just very dated.
Whenever they were next to each other, I just kept thinking Christmas with the red and the green.
Oh yeah,
the dresses were so fitting of the time. If I show you my prom dress, you're going to laugh hysterically because I had a dress just like the one that Cordelia's wearing, except it was silver, and I had silver shoes on. Just it was hideous.
Oh my God. Buffy's red diables were the best. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can honestly say I only liked Willow's homecoming dress.
Yeah, I was going to say Willow's dress looked nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it velvet?
It was like velour or something weird like that.
It was
like
crushed it had, velvet. Like,
yeah, that,
oh, really? Was it crushed velvet?
Yeah. Anyone? Guys are so lucky. They can wear a tux and it never looks dated.
Really? I've seen dated tuxes.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not like powder
like the
blue
one Oz was wearing. That looked a little bit 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I'm just thinking of okay, this is like a big detour, but Ross and Monica's dad on Friends and that weird tux that he says that Monica or Ross was conceived near. That his tux reminds me of Oz's tux from Homecoming.
Oh, gosh.
It's just, it's creepy and like 1970s and just not good.
Mm. Christine on the Facebook group says, "I did love seeing Mr. Pitt from Seinfeld in Homecoming. I half expected him to cut up a Snickers bar and eat it with a fork while he watched Slayer Fest play out on his computer." Oh, Mr. Pitt. I forgot.
Oh, is this the old guy?
Yeah, the guy who was telling the Germans what to do.
He was Elaine's boss. Yeah, I wrote down, what's with the creepy old guy and his twins?
The Winklevosses? That was my first note.
The entire episode, that's the only part that's always confused me. I don't get why creepy old guy and his German... They're all human. What was their need to be part of Slayer Fest?
Yeah, I couldn't figure that out either.
That you want
part
money.
Was just a little weird.
Slayer Fest was a competition.
Money.
Matt says, "I'm going."
I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
It was weird.
I've seen the episode like 100 times, but still
was
weird.
Was that all?
From me?
No, I meant is that all in as that you've only seen it 100 times?
I hope so, otherwise I'd be a loser.
Matt on the Facebook group says, "I'm going to guess Xander will be called a douche on an above average number of times tonight."
It's a toss-up between him and Scott Hope.
Missy says that she sent a quick email in for Ben Candy. Did you?
Yes, she did.
It's a paradoxical conversation, I guess. Who the hell is Pat? Was Kimberly Fowler's comment.
Trying to keep that alive.
Lots of band candy stuff. That's for next week. Lots of feedback. I say Yilmaz says, Cordy definitely has a crowning moment of awesome in Homecoming. I would link to the TV Tropes page, but I wouldn't want to ruin anybody's day. Okay. No, that's for band candy. Tim writes something. Tim wants us to end the show with our popular catchphrase, and then it just cuts off. And Gabby replies, and then you guys shouldn't be having a conversation about feedback discussion. Desiree McLarney, Homecoming, Xander is a jerk, Scott is a jerk, and even Willow is a jerk. Cordy is easily distracted. Love, Faith. This was the episode I started to love her character, especially when she embarrasses Scott. That was great. And Val Pass says, I totally forgot that Homecoming had the Willow and Xander fluke. I'll be curious to hear if Gak thought they would go there with those two, because it kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling that eventually they would hint on their relationship. I didn't expect it to happen clandestinely,
cheating on their current partners. That threw me.
Exactly.
That really threw
me. Yeah.
Because it sounds weird, but I expect better from Willow. I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do I.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like before this, people wanted them to get together so mm-hmm. badly, and then it was like the writer said, "Okay, this is what you want. I'm giving you what you wanted. Mm-hmm. They're together
at the very wrong, like Joss likes to do. He's like, yeah. "Oh, I'm going to give you guys everything you've ever wanted, but wait, there's a twist. Everyone's going to get blown up. Woohoo!" And then you're left crying and cursing the day he was born. That wasn't a spoiler, by the way. No one blows up. It's okay.
That's disappointing.
I just don't like that, you know, Xander could have had Willow, but he didn't want her. When
there don't was... know what you got till it's gone.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I just... Like
sorry, that was really bad. I apologize.
The moment Oz started showing any interest was when he started freaking out. I think it was phases, right? Phases in the gym when he was like, dude, get off her. Stop putting her tag back in the jumper. I'm surprised it actually took this long for them to put Willow and Xander in an awkward position like that.
Yeah.
I mean, phases was ages ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm, watched it last night. So, I think that might be it for feedback.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I have the info for this episode up.
Yes,
if anyone...
go, Missy, go.
Oh, okay.
No pressure, but go right now. Okay. Immediately.
This is the final episode. David Greenwalt writes as a Buffy staff member. As
yay!
Attention to creating and running the Angel series.
Good. I don't like his writing.
Really?
Okay.
Mayor Wilkins makes his first appearance in this episode.
And how?
What's up with the mayor? Seriously. I hope there's an episode on him soon. All right. Go on.
When Buffy is standing in front of the whiteboard in the library, you can see she has a bandage on her left hand. Sarah Michelle Gellar cracked a bone while filming an earlier scene and had to take it easy with that hand for much of the episode.
Wow.
Jeremy Ratchford reprises his role as Lyle Gorch from season 2's Bad Eggs.
Yay.
Bad eggs.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Bad. I thought that his girlfriend or his wife was that.
Whatever.
Remember the episode was with the chick that was invisible?
Hmm.
I thought it was her for a split second. I was like, no.
Don't think so.
No, it wasn't.
Claire Duvall.
Claire Duvall, yeah.
Yeah, as Marcy in Out of Mind, Out of Sight. There's one last one. The rifle used by the hunter was a Remington Model 7600 slide-action centerfire rifle. Mm-hmm. The one used by the Germans were M16A1s.
Oh, that's really geeky.
Okay.
That I don't care for guns either, but...
Random.
Okay, that's all the info for this episode.
Awesome. Thank you, Missy.
You're welcome.
Buff, here, my first note, okay, my second note is Buffy and Scott are a shitty couple.
They are very much so.
Yeah, they're
worst
just, it's
kiss
just not worth
ever.
It does not work. That is.
Pardon?
They're boring?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when Scott's boring on his own, and then Buffy gets with him, and she's boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's not usually boring by herself.
Well, in the back of our minds, we know Angel's hiding in a church somewhere.
Yeah. Speaking of which, hey, Angel, have a Tupperware of blood so I can dump you. And then immediately followed by Scott dumping Buffy.
Yeah, okay. He breaks up with her because she's distracted.
Yeah.
That I mean, if that is a decent... reason to break up with somebody, my husband should have divorced me a long time ago, because I have a lot on my mind.
Mm.
That's just lame.
Yes, it is lame.
I watched Homecoming a few hours ago so I could make some notes. In that scene where Buffy tells Angel that she's dating Scott, is that the leather jacket Angel gave Buffy in season one that she's wearing?
Yes.
That he picked as the collar to?
Yes.
Must be.
I don't know why I'm just noticing that.
No, I remember watching that thinking that was quite weird and inappropriate.
Inappropriate, really? You wouldn't see it as an homage?
Yes, homage. I don't know how well, Buffy... Sorry, go ahead, Steph.
No, you go ahead.
I think I don't know how it is in the States, but because in Canada we never had like homecoming or anything. Do people really campaign like that, like the girls did?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Maybe
really?
Not at my school, but I mean that's something we've seen on television a lot. But I don't know if it actually happens.
Conversation from season one.
Yes, this does happen. I remember high school.
Do the cheerleaders really act crazy? Yes.
Yeah. a larger high school near us, when it was homecoming time, the girls, they would raise money for a charity or something, or for the school, and whoever raised the most money would win homecoming queen.
What?
They would raise money, yeah.
That's like whoever sold the most chocolate bars gets a 10-speed bike. Oh, wait,
exactly.
That's next week. Scott dumping Buffy, that was unexpected. I mean, I'm not displeased.
Really, really wanted?
Yeah. I mean, I really wanted that, but that was unexpected. I thought Buffy would do the dumping.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with this giving me things that I'm not expecting, but that I enjoy. Interesting.
As soon as Angel came back, you knew there's no hope for Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Hope.
No scope.
Right.
No scope for Scott. What? No hope for Scott Hope.
Yes.
That's right. I have here the Winklevosses were from Sunnydale. the mayor belongs on an episode of Obsessed. Smelling germs off a piece of paper was weird. Oh, and I have to pose you all a question. Anyone else thought that the mayor, when he asked his aide to put his hands on the table, was going to do that knife in between the fingers trick with a letter opener?
I thought he was going to smash his hand with like a hammer or a gavel or something.
Really? No one else thought he was going to do the knife in between the fingers thing?
No. He's just super creepy.
You know what, though? The deputy mayor, he did act like he was so nervous that it did seem like that was something that the mayor did in the past, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was like so horrified to put his hands down. He was like so slowly and it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Ugh, what a weirdo.
Yeah, although I really like his character.
Because he's so odd, yeah.
Yeah, he's really, really weird. But he's like a weird that, like, I don't really get.
Yeah.
Yet. And anyway, weird. We'll definitely talk more about the mayor next week, but yeah, he's a weirdo.
What else?
Who here loved their class photos?
I put that down. I was like, I like mine. They all just looked like themselves.
I was very photogenic in my youth. And I like all of my pictures.
What are you talking about?
You're still photogenic, Steph.
No, I'm not.
I can't believe you.
But I hated my senior pictures. That was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
I had, in one of my pictures, it looked like I was a character from anime. Because my hair was doing this weird kind of out to the side and turn up thing. So not turnip, but turn upwards thing.
It was like Astro Boy?
Yeah, I looked a little bit like Astro Boy, but with really bad hair and, you know, school photos,
Yeah.
I loved my senior picture.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I want to see it.
We should post them.
Oh, yeah,
we should post our own senior photos.
Totally.
We never do what we say we're going to do.
I posted a picture of me from 1995.
Did it?
Yeah, on Twitter.
I missed it.
Aha. I think it was Desert. No, who was it? Someone answered, "You're the black guy, right?" No, Sheldon would disagree.
Well, most of my old photos are at my mom's house up in New York, so it's hard for me to get anything.
Well, she knows how to use a scanner, right?
Well, yeah, but then you have to go up into the attic, which has been cold, to try to find everything through boxes of stuff.
World's smallest violin for Gabby's mom. She's not even guesting on the podcast.
So, like, are senior photos like, it's not like the class photo, it's like your graduation photo, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's taken like a year before you graduate because it's such a big deal. And it takes so long to get them back. You take them in the summer before your senior year.
Hmm.
And okay. In Sunnydale, you'll want to get it out of the way before everyone starts dying.
Right.
You need everyone in the book so it looks like you had at least a very full graduating class.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
I have mine right here. I'm going to post it. I got to take a picture of it.
Nice. Are you posting it on the Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to take a picture of the picture. Oh my God. And I have my prom photo here, too. Yes.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'll save that for the prom episode. It's the prom episode this season, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I thought Cordelia's selfishness about not telling Buffy about the school photos was worse than usual and unnecessary, and I really didn't appreciate that behavior from her.
Yeah, well, I just feel like the whole situation, it was contrived. It was, we've spent all this time making Cordelia part of the Scoobies.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, out of the blue, they're rivals. Buffy and Cordelia are rivals. It's just contrived, and it's not authentic.
Yeah. I agree.
Does anyone here want to be beat by the guacamole queen?
No.
I think Cordelia had a bit of, you know, I mean, she's gone to that school her entire life, and no one wants to be, you know, outdone by some girl who was guacamole queen when she was three.
Nobody does.
Wasn't that around the time her cousin was murdered by an invisible monster that only attacked you if you had a specific disease? I'm surprised she had, you know, time to be guacamole queen.
So the mayor sent for Mr. Trick.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's that about?
I think we might find out next week.
This is a very important year for the mayor. The mayor is recruiting Mr. Trick.
I feel like you're trying to trick me into saying something spoilerish.
Refrain.
Please refrain.
I'm just...
But...
It's not just because you're 12 hours away that we can't get you. Eventually.
But then I'll still be, like, 12 hours ahead.
Yeah. I guess. The logic of this conversation has me confounded. I'll blame my tapeworm or whatever it is I have. What? Really? Okay. I thought what I really had to be grosser than a tapeworm, but all right.
Well, the mayor also says that he needs children. So my thought was, I'm like, does he like to eat them? I don't know what's going on. Why do we need them?
Because they're the future.
You believe?
I that's what he said.
Oh.
But the mayor said that he had faith in Mr. Trick.
Yes, you have all my faith.
Then he mentions cleanliness is next to godliness.
Yes.
And he's creepy.
Yes.
He's super creepy.
Never caught a cold.
Can I say, the mayor is the greatest villain of the entire series.
Ooh.
What? The mayor's bad?
What?
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 I thought he was a happy-go-lucky mayor.
I thought he was on the up and up. Nothing crazy about him at all.
Buffy being rejected by her teacher, who I've seen in other things, but I can't place. And I really hope she doesn't stick around because she just seems like a token Jenny replacement.
Mm-hmm.
That was awful.
Yeah, that was bad.
Were you in my class? I don't remember you. Get out of my face.
Yeah, you totally changed my life.
I hear that.
Hey, so how about that flip phone?
Yeah. Was that an Ericsson or a Nokia? I think it was an Ericsson.
I thought it was a Motorola.
Really?
It was flip awesome. Phone. There was a flip phone that
was
they like, clipped into the modem.
Sitting on a computer modem or something?
Yes! Yeah.
Like, why does he have his mobile phone sitting on a computer modem? That's like the stupidest place to put your phone.
No. So you used to have to connect the modem to.
You used to have to plug it in.
Yes. Back in the day.
Oh, I think between that and
wait,
then,
in what day?
in the good old days.
Mm-hmm. That was funny. Because didn't Mr. Trick say something about isn't technology grand, like along those lines? Like, that would have taken 4 hours to hook up.
And then the tracking system that reminded me of Tron.
Oh, God.
Oh, it was awesome.
Loving it.
Ugh.
Speaking of creepy old dude and his German twins, did anyone think when they were spying on Scott breaking up with Buffy that someone should have reported that creepy nondescript van to the cops? It was sitting right there next to a high school.
I guess, but you know, I'm starting to think the cops at Sunnydale might be stupid.
What? How dare you?
Sorry.
They seem very capable to me.
Well, not just the cops there. There's the cops at Buffy's old school when she was being stalked in the creepy van with the blacked-out windows.
With a crappy tip job. And then a shorter, fatter Donald Sutherland comes up and nobody asks, what are you doing around the school?
It was a simpler time.
I don't remember him being so fat or short. Man.
I don't like Willow and Xander kissing, and it ruined the episode for me.
Yeah.
Well,
it's my favorite part of the episode. That episode is just, it's ridiculous. but then that happens, and I'm like, sometimes I seriously watch that episode just for that scene.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Wow, that totally turned the episode. I mean, the episode was okay to me. And then when that happened, it totally just turned me off altogether. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to see that. That's not something that they would do. And it just seemed so out of place.
Mm-hmm. Because I think Illyrio and I have talked about, we don't like to see infidelity on television. Uh-uh.
Yeah, no. It really bothers me.
No.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know who
it.
I blame?
Who?
Lisa Josh. Loeb. I think it was a Lisa Loeb song.
I love that song so much.
I think it was a Lisa Loeb song, and I blame Lisa Loeb. Great. I think that if anyone is in your oldest friends of an opposite gender room changing, and Lisa Loeb is playing, it's inevitable that you're going to kiss.
Yeah.
Her and her glasses.
The reason I love that scene is partly because of that song.
Really?
Hmm.
You can barely hear it, but I just love that song so much.
It is quite nice, and I could distinctly, oh yeah, that's Lisa Loeb. She's making people cheat again.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that bothered me, and also Buffy getting upset because her friends were helping Cordelia. Mm-hmm. And I get, but she left. They moved on with their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's part of it's also because they felt guilty because they, you know, smooched or whatnot. But still, I mean, she left.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
You know, I mean, they can't pine over her or wait for her to come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the time. I don't know. Whatever. She was being selfish.
For me, this is one of those silly looking Buffy traits that does not go away. Unfortunately, and kind of why I don't really like her.
Her selfishness. I guess she does take after
her mother. Yes, she's selfish and she has this whole, you all better pay attention to me, otherwise I'm just going to run off again and let you guys die.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She's the center of the universe, of course.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, it is her show.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Have you guys noticed that Willow notices people's mouths a lot? She was sitting there talking to Xander going, oh, it's just that your mouth, it does this thing. And in a previous episode, she talked to Buffy about how she was asking Buffy if she's going to do that thing with her mouth.
That's right, the thing that boys like.
Yes.
But not that thing.
But not that thing. So well, I think she's fixated on people's mouths.
Well, also Buffy and both Buffy and Scott say that like doing certain things makes their skin blotchy and things are not good for their skin and stuff.
Mm-hmm. How awesome was Faith embarrassing Scott?
That was awesome.
And you wouldn't think it was not awesome? Because I thought it was super awesome.
I didn't think it was that awesome.
You didn't think it was awesome?
I love Faith, so anything she says is just pure.
Yeah. I just thought it was really stupid of Faith to do, but whatever. She's sticking up for her friend.
It was stupid,
but
it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
He needed to be put in his place.
But the thing is, I was kind of on his side because why did he need to be put in his place? Because Buffy treated him like crap. And now it's like he's getting dumped on twice now by Faith.
I'm sorry, but he seemed all Mr. He wanted to hang out with Buffy. He got her a ring before they even started dating. Hello.
But he tried so hard.
That's what I'm saying. He tried so hard.
He tried so hard, and then Buffy didn't reciprocate. So what's he supposed to do? Keep trying? Ugh. Is he?
I guess you have a point.
She's just not that into you. Come on. He took the hint, and now he gets shit on by Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Who to me just came off like a total bitch. Anyway, sorry, sorry.
I'll warm up to her. Did.
I'll warm up to her soon.
No, maybe not.
You'll warm up to her soon because she's a bitch.
Oh yeah.
No.
Good point.
That's why I like her.
Such a bitch.
Faith brings back the kind of the bluntness that Cordelia used to have before she you know, took a sabbatical from her snarkiness. But the opening scene where Cordelia's all like, what didn't Scott ask her to homecoming is like a shining example of why Cordelia is who she is.
Mm-hmm. I guess. To me, Faith is like how I felt about Juliet in Lost. Because I used to hate Juliet.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I have a Lost-related point coming up soon. Yes.
But then towards the end, Juliet became one of my favorite characters, so mm-hmm. maybe Faith will be like that.
Maybe.
I was listening back to like one of the Losties episodes we did, and Amy and I were just cutting up Juliet.
I remember.
I remember.
Hated her.
Well, no female hardly liked Juliet. I mean, I liked her, mm-hmm. but very few. It was like a territorial mm-hmm. issue. It was like, I don't want another female in on my territory, on Kate's territory.
In the words of Hugo Reyes' mother, spatula is not a weapon. Antlers, however, especially used in the way that you would a Klingon bat'leth, are awesome as a weapon.
Was that your Lost-related point?
Yes.
I love it. Should we rate it? Or
No, I still got a couple more points. Cordy pretending that she's all nerdy and geeky because she knows the Vulcan death grip.
I wanted to bring that up.
Super lame.
It always struck me as really, really weird, considering, I mean, we know who Cordelia is, that she'd be a fan of Star Trek is just like, well, what the hell?
Well, she was just pandering to get votes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she knew the move.
Sort of.
No, I'm just wondering who she learned the Vulcan death grip with the Vulcan salute. I think she was doing the live long and prosper salute. She was doing it incorrectly as well.
all I know is she knew a specific move, and I'm just curious as to how she found out.
Oh, yeah. Well, she must be doing research, right?
Yeah.
Focus groups. Well, I'm all out of points.
There was something interesting.
Night in some guy's basement with his Star Trek loving friends, and was all like, you gotta teach me everything so I can get the kids at school to vote for me.
That actually seems quite plausible.
Oh, yeah. They'd invite her in.
There's something else. The demons now, we're introduced to, like, species, different species of demons from, like, certain clans. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, before, you know, we had the vampires and we had the, like, just these random
the
demons.
Worm man, the maggot man.
Yeah, just these specific demons that were just the big bad of the week.
Mm-hmm.
But now there are species from clans.
Apparently.
Yes.
I think I know why you're bringing this up.
Huh?
I believe I know why you're bringing this up.
Yeah, this will come back later.
Things I can't say.
Yes, come back. It'll come back later.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any other points before we rate the episode?
Giles really likes finger sandwiches. That's what I'm taking away from this episode.
Really? That's all you have to take away from the episode?
That's really kind of all I have to take away from this episode. I didn't like it. I wanted to like it so bad because everybody else seems to like it. But I didn't.
I thought it was okay. The things that made me chuckle had absolutely nothing to do with the episode. And because it was like the clothes that they're wearing and technology and Slayer Fest 98. But I did like that we saw Mr. Trick, and I loved that we met the mayor finally. And he's kooky and crazy, I can't wait to see more of him.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's on next week's episode.
Me too.
Well, if you don't have any more
Jonathan for a second.
Yeah, he was snarky again.
He was eating a cupcake.
Yeah, he was a little bit of a twerp.
I think he's a major.
My sister was watching an episode of Gilmore Girls, and
oh yeah, he played Foyle.
I turned around and I was like, look, there's Jonathan again.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. I love his character Doyle on Gilmore Girls.
I've never watched Gilmore Girls.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I watched too much TV.
I watched a couple episodes. I always found the mom was hot.
Oh, is this a side note? When did the Twin Peaks potential cast thingy?
The Twin Peaks cast is accepting feedback for their first episode, I believe. I don't know if they've recorded yet, but it's going to be awesome.
Cool. So I should watch the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I might do that tonight.
Have you watched it before?
Never.
Oh, it's my favorite show of all time.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, and I was like, I gotta watch this show.
All right. Well, if no one has any other points, maybe we should rate this one.
Let's do it.
Gabby?
I give it 4 out of 5 awkward best friend smooches.
4 out of 10?
4 out of 10. Okay, wait a minute. Let me do that again. I give it 4 out of 5 awkward best friend smooches. Did I say 4 out of 5?
Yeah, you did. Let's try that one more time. From the top.
I'm sorry. I give it 4 out of 10 awkward best friend smooches.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'll give it 6.5 hand sanitizers out of 10.
Awesome. Because I do not like Willow and Xander, because this is just out of the blue, and he can't have her, and he only wants what he can't have, and I don't like that she's cheating on Oz, and it does seem out of character for Willow to do, and this is just, this rivalry between Cordelia and Buffy is just, it's temporary, and it's contrived, and it just feels forced, and, Slayerfest 98 just bores me, and I just tune out halfway through the big fight. So I give it 5 out of 10 vapid whores.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the episode would have been different if Faith was actually with Buffy instead of Cordelia? But I understand that they had to have Cordelia do something.
It's fine. It's not that big of a deal to me.
Is this like a filler episode?
I think that's the consensus.
Yeah.
Around here, anyway. I'm going to give it a 7.
One.
A 7 out of 10 missed opportunities for the knife trick between the fingers. The mayor. Hello, mayor. Mm-hmm. Angel gets dumped. Buffy gets dumped. Cordy and Oz have no idea what's going on.
I know. I'm afraid that if they get blindsided, like say the two of them catch them somewhere, it's just going to be so disheartening.
Yeah.
I just hope that doesn't happen.
In any episode where the solution to your problem is some wet toilet paper, gets a minimum of 5 points.
That was cute.
Missy?
6 out of 10 spiny-headed looking creatures.
Nice.
Yes.
I always loved when Mr. Trick says that.
Yes. If you'd like to tell us what you think, you can call us 27040-BUFFY. You can send us an email at
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Come to the blog, PotentialCast.com. You can see our show notes. You can subscribe via iTunes. Or you can just download directly if you'd like. Join the Facebook group. There you will be able to share and enjoy all kinds of discussions about our show and the episodes that we have already seen. You can also join the potential spoilers group if you are of the type of person that has seen all of Buffy and all of Angel and would like to discuss with other fans of those series. And realize we still have a contest going. Send us your pictures of yourself in 90s fashion victim attire. Send it to potentialcast@gmail.com. And
we have received five photos.
We have received five photos so far.
That's
and
all
they
I
are
will
pretty
say.
Good. So please send us your entries. You can enter as many times as you want. Entering more than once does not actually increase the odds that you will win. You have until May 11th, I believe, is the date that I posted. But, you know, we may just change that on the whim. So, I think it's quote time.
Alrighty.
I'll go first. I am Kulak of the Miquak clan.
I love those just made up words. It's just made up.
Well, since my Chia Pet one was stolen earlier, I have to say, I'm talking about Buffy the prom queen, and that crown is going to be mine.
Oh my god.
So lame.
The judges will accept that as a yes.
We have to find Buffy. Something terrible has happened. Just kidding. Thought I'd give you a scare.
That was an awesome moment.
Missy.
Oh, the only one that's coming to mind, and I can't believe this because I did watch this episode just a few hours ago, when Buffy's like, "Can you see me?" And Oz goes, "Bigger than life."
Yeah. That was one of my honorable mentions.
That's the only one that's coming to mind.
I also like
just about everything Giles and Faith says in that episode is priceless.
Yeah. There's also Vapid Whore.
It's so strange how much I dislike Seth Green, but I really like Oz.
Really?
Yeah.
In this episode, mm-hmm. Oz for me was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was
like,
just...
I'm not like Oz is my favorite character or anything, but he's just so much more likable than Seth Green.
I suppose.
Seth does talk more often than Oz, so maybe that's the problem.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
I like both, though.
Oh.
I still miss Spike.
Oh, yeah, when's Spike coming back?
Don't answer that.
Oh, yeah, don't answer that.
Don't tell us.
I won't, but I still miss him, too.
I'd like to see more crazy Drusilla.
Hmm.
Stephanie, homework for next week?
Yeah. What's our homework for next week?
Next week is Band Candy, a lot of people's very favorite episode.
Well, I can't wait to watch it.
Gosh, I hope I like this one.
I wonder if there will be a band in it.
I wonder if there will be candy.
I hope it's Coffee Crisp.
I wonder if there'll be both.
I wonder if the band will lip sync terribly.
We shall see. We shall see. Missy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
especially
Missy.
On such short notice.
Jump in on this. Yeah, I know. I'm like, 12 hours ago, I was thinking, oh, I got to do food shopping right about now, actually. And then it's like, hey, we have an opening. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
That's awesome.
I blame the 8 hours sleep in only 3 days, but I'm here. It's all good.
I thought you were going to say, I blame my 8 hours of sleep last night. I'm like, wow, it's a bappy.
Yeah, I know. So, Missy, where can people hear you and find you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I do something called Missy's Fun Facts from Down Under for Brian Curry over at Hellmouth Empire.
Yes, that's a website that you should not go to unless you've watched the series, correct?
Yes.
All right, it's
spoilerific. Because he'll talk about everything.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Well, thanks again. Until next time, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm building up quite a collection of blackmail photos.
Oh, shoot. He has just called a fire drill. Oh, that's good, Kim. Say, Kim, you look like the Kardashians to me.
What? Wait,
yeah,
where is this picture?
It's on the Twitter.
Oh. And lips.
I'm wearing brown lipstick with black. Like, I'm
don't tell her she's beautiful. It'll go to her head. She doesn't need to know that.
It will.
Hold on a minute. I think we've got to go sign a sheet because he's called a fire drill.
Wait, what's that quote from Kindergarten Cop? I'm on fire! I'm on fire! I'm on fire! That one little kid screaming. Are these your lunches? Have you been eating other children's lunches?
What are you talking about?
What's the matter with you? Kindergarten Cop.
Oh.
When I hear fire drill, I think of Kindergarten Cop.
Is that the one, it's not a tumor?
Yeah. Maybe it's a tumor. It's not a tumor. It's not.
Oh, look, my God.
Hand.
Fire, fire. It's a fire.
When you mentioned Kindergarten Cop, all I could think about was the inappropriate little boy who liked to tell everyone what his father did for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Or the little girl in the overalls.
Yes.
So they were... shameful. They were just really adorable on her.
They were the overalls of adorableness?
Yeah. As opposed to the overalls of shame.
Oh, God.
Which made it an appearance in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they just burn those overalls already?
I think they're probably in the Hall of Fame, the Buffy Hall of Fame. There's along- Mr. Pointy. The overalls of shame, the giraffe pants,
wait,
the Tweety Bird sweater.
And there's pink fuzzy sweater.
Pink
red
fuzzy
sweater,
the purple hat.
What about the smiley face backpack?
Smiley face backpack. There's an egg. There's a gorge. There's also, what else would there be? There's some guy lurking and brooding. Mm-hmm. Billy Idol is in it.
So where were we?
Waiting for Steph to get back from the fire.
Isn't she back?
Steph?
No. Oh, I thought she was back.
Now have your attention, please.
The last I heard was, we're on fire.
Code red, 3 east. Code red, 3 east.
What's code red?
That doesn't sound good.
That's a flavor of Mountain Dew, isn't it?
Hey, Joe.